Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Crowley is here. Catherine is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 6 years as a great member of our Brain Trust. She's a Harvard-trained psychotherapist. She helps people put their best foot forward, sometimes by getting inside their head. She got inside mine one time, and it was a little too scary, and she left real quick. She's the co-author, along with Kathy Elster, of Working for You Isn't Working for Me. And then another one is called Mean Girls at Work, and that's at least two of a handful I think they've written together. Right, Catherine?
Yes, our other one is Working With You Is Killing Me.
It's killing me. There you go. Catherine, welcome back to the show.
Hi, John. Jim, it's so great to be here this morning with
you. Good to have you here. Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. Catherine, we're coming into the summer season.
We are.
And people are thinking about hopefully keeping the momentum going, getting some momentum going.
Yes.
for the year, so that we can have something to build on for the last trimester of the year.
Yes.
People are thinking about vacations.
Yep.
A lot of business owners are thinking, you know, how am I going to take advantage of customers when I've got when people go on vacation? How do I manage all that? A lot of expectations for the summer, aren't there?
Yes, there are, and actually, sometimes they're different between the business owner and his or her staff. So I think one of the keys for the summer actually is for business owners to lay out their expectations and actually to get real for themselves about the fact that, yes, in the summer, some of their staff are going to want to take vacations.
Mm-hmm.
They may want summer hours, in some cases it may be their Friday afternoons. On occasion, people go home early. They're going to want to be able to perhaps dress a little bit more casually.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're a business owner, I find that many business owners really want to deny the fact of summer. You know, they just want to plow forward, and that's understandable, and that's a great part of who you are and your commitment to building your business. But really, the best thing you can do is actually acknowledge and plan for summer and lay out your expectations to the staff.
Well, you know, one of the things I remember back when I worked for in an organization, I was an employee or an executive or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
At the first of the year, pretty close to the first year, sometime in the first quarter usually, the vacation calendar was handed around the office.
Yes.
It started with the person with the most tenure.
Uh-huh.
The most senior person got to choose their time.
Yes.
And then it went around to the person who was lowest on the totem pole, and they got what was left.
Right.
And there was no argument. You know, that was a pretty logical, methodical way to do it.
Right. Well, and to your point, Jim, that was looking ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saying, okay,
mm-hmm.
we acknowledge that the year ahead is coming and that people will want to take vacation time. And so let's
Because everybody doesn't want to take it in the summer.
Yes. Well, that's not everyone does, but many people.
No, exactly. But some people want to go skiing, or
That's correct.
They want to do something else in the spring or whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm right with you. And so having the foresight to actually map it out and talk about it with your staff will help you, and will help your business, and will help you for business planning purposes.
Isn't the key to this, though, consistency and for it to be logical and methodical and consistent and not prejudicial?
Yes, all those things are true. I mean, I think the challenge is that, as I say, many business owners, first of all, they don't necessarily give themselves vacation.
What's that?
Right?
What is a vacation, by the way? I've taken 2 week vacations in the last 26 years.
There you go.
No, 30 years, almost 30 years. twice I've taken off a week and just disappeared for a week in 30 years.
There you go. And how many of our listeners are in the same boat as you are?
Yeah.
So this is the challenge, though. Just because you don't take a vacation, no offense, doesn't mean that your staff has to do the same. And they won't do the same, and they won't perform as well for you unless they're given real time off.
Yeah. No, you know, in fact, this is my 26th anniversary week mm-hmm. for my business. And, I just haven't taken them because I like what I do, but I can't expect my employees to do the same thing.
That's right, and that is the tendency, is that we want from our employees what we ask of ourselves. And I, frankly, you mentioned about the person with the most tenure blocking off their mm-hmm. time first. I would love it if more business owners would block out their vacations,
mm-hmm.
you know, in advance, because there will always be business that comes. There will always be something that needs your attention. But the fact is, if you take time away from your business, that also empowers the other people in your business to mm-hmm. get better at running it with you.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, the only way to get comfortable with taking off a period of time is to have your business in the kind of condition where it can run without you. And for most small business owners, Catherine, as you know, that means the cash flow can run without you.
Yes, that means the cash flow, that means customer relations, that means client issues that come up. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. But it really means, just as you say, having systems in place and training people to be capable of doing things when you're not around.
And you'll be happy to hear that we actually have another week mapped out this year.
Oh, that's very good.
It's
going to
be three weeks in 30 years this year.
Well, that's fantastic.
We had such a good time last year.
We
had such a good time last year. We want to do it again. Anyway, so now this is really important stuff.
And it is.
Because one of the things that we've learned is, you know, when you start a small business, you do it so you can have some self-determination.
Mm-hmm.
But if you exchange one slave master for another slave master, you know, what have you accomplished?
That's right. And it's not healthy for your company. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not healthy for your company if you don't take some time off, and certainly not good for your employees. They'll end up resenting it if they don't.
And you can start out with long weekends, can't you? Start out with like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
yes.
Sunday, something like that. Start out.
Yeah, 4 days, mm-hmm. 5 days, if mm-hmm. you can do that for yourself. And actually, what's interesting about that is when you do take that time, and that this is not, it's not 4 days and you're on the phone the entire time, right?
Right.
It would be 4 days.
Right.
With some boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's hard to not check email, though, isn't it?
It's very hard, and many people are addicted to that, actually.
More to come after these messages with our good friend Catherine Crowley. Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.